Anne Cunningham's the acting WSP Fellow at the Helen Clark Foundation. The foundation and this country are recommending that a national forum be convened on how urban design can contribute to creating safer urban areas. And Anne is with us today. Thanks for your time, Anne. Tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnā. Thank you for joining us on Pākehiwaha.
Kia ora.
Hi there. You study down in Canterbury, so it's nice to meet you, Anne. I'm not sure what WSP stands for. Can you tell us more about that before we get underway?
Sure, yes. Yeah. So WSP are one of our global design and construction firms, and they sponsor the fellowship at the Helen Clark Foundation, which is pretty cool. That's a sort of long-term sponsorship where they support us to write reports that are relevant to how our cities are developing.
Thanks, Anne. Obviously, we're interested, as a radio station and news gatherer, in cultural aspects of urban design. But it seems that some believe our urban designs create unsafe environments at times. How can public safety be prioritised in our cities? And what would be the guts of that critique? Urban areas being seen as unsafe, what can urban design do to make us feel safer? And do you think urban areas in our country are unsafe, Anne?
I think it's really about what urban design can contribute. I think there's always, you know, our cities are always evolving, so there's always dynamics between people and the built environment, the urban form. There's always dynamics developing. And what we can think about from an urban design perspective is what we can do to help make people safer. So there's this approach called CEPTED, Crime Prevention Through Environmental Design, that has kind of seven principles that guide our urban designers to help us to create environments that people feel sort of really, really drawn to and really welcome in. Things like having a good sight line so you can see what's going on, considering how people move around, considering a positive image and collective ownership. All these things are just principles that sit behind the decisions that urban designers make.
We're in Auckland, and there are patches going on around our city right as we speak, and that I would describe as architectural vandalism and a lack of foresight and bunching people together while we express a desire to house more, I don't think we are necessarily housing better.
I think that's one of the reasons we're calling for this forum is the spaces are always evolving and we need to be out in front of it. There's lots of research that's coming out that could support us to make better decisions. We're perhaps not taking account of enough lived experiences, people with different life experiences. Young women, for instance, are often one of the groups that are talked about in relation to urban safety. And what we want from this forum is a continual conversation about what the best advice is, and what the best information, what the best training is, who needs to be involved in decision-making, so that we're one step in front of the problems when they arise.
You've had plenty of experience globally, and for those of you at home, Anne actually studied not just at our country, but at Copenhagen as well. You've looked at, no doubt, urban design in many different contexts, Anne. Are cultural needs being factored into urban design? We would expect so in Aotearoa and with our treaty foundation, as you'd be aware too. What would you say of cultural input into urban planning and design?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say we can do better. I mean, one of the things that I found when I looked at the research into CEPTED is that we really need to look at how those principles apply here, and how those principles are basically culturally competent in our environment and how our urban designers can be guided to do that. I think the answer is that we can do better. I think the work in Ponicky Promise, where they've been uplifting Te Aro Park, is a very interesting case study that we talked about in the report.
Tell us more about the report and what the foundation are doing and how they're doing it.
Yeah, so the report is really a review of CEPTED. It talks about the different principles, and then it looks at some recommendations going forward about how we could actually make sure that we are doing our best job. So one of them is that we look at this national forum, and another is that we update our CEPTED guidance, which is now a wee bit out of date. We just need to get on top of that. whilst the principles have been in place for a very, very long time, how it's done has sort of evolved and changed as people around the world have tried it out. So also bringing the sort of the design and the social well-being functions of local authorities together so that the urban designers are right in the middle of the conversation and they're in the long-term conversation rather than perhaps coming in and doing projects. Also that we work with a sort of professional body so that our urban designers are getting that training before they even arrive on a project.
We haven't got many Māori urban designers, but I think there are some. Have you had an opportunity to talk with them? I'm just wondering how different our urban landscape might be with more cultural input. It certainly has lacked up till now, but there is a chance for us to embody and input more culturally based thinking into how we might plan our lived environments for the future. What interaction have you had with Māori urban planning concepts?
Yeah, we did speak to one or two during the course of writing this report, actually. This was quite a quick report, so I think we interviewed about six people overall. And there was definitely a push to do this better. And I don't think that's something that we can shy away from. Now, however, the Māori designers and professional body, I think, are an organisation that need to be involved going forward. But I would absolutely agree with you that this is something that we need to do better and we need to have more korero about.
So when we think urban, I mean, I suppose our mind casts to our major centres. What about planning of provincial New Zealand? We perhaps don't even get city status, but even so, deserve to have an environment that befits the needs of the people who call it home. When we talk urban design, is it really just a big smoke? Well, cities, over 20,000 people.
No, absolutely not. It's cities and towns. In fact, the SEPTED principles can be applied to any environment. So by getting them up to date and getting ahead of them, we've got something that we can use right across the country.
And you like working with Helen?
I haven't met Helen yet. I've just been an acting fellow, but it's been a real pleasure to work with the Helen Clark Foundation. They've just been tremendous and very, very supportive. Yeah, it's been a great experience.
Tēnā koe. You've got a strong Samoan accent, but I guess you're not from there.
No, I was born in South London, so I'm from Brixton.
From Brixton. I just have you on. Hey, thanks, Anne. Thanks very much for sharing some time with us, Anne. Good to catch up with you. I don't talk with people from Brixton all that often, Anne, so it's cool to have you here. How long have you been living in New Zealand, Anne?
I moved here just after the earthquakes in 2013 to work down in Canterbury, so, yeah, I've been here almost 10 years.
Kapa, you liking it?
I am. I'm loving it, yes.
Nice to meet you, Anne. Thanks for sharing some cordial with us.
All right, take care.
Tēnā koe.